Fears of anthrax have led to a run on the brand name antibiotic Cipro, which is made by Bayer AG. Yesterday, to ensure ample supplies of the drug, Canada announced it will purchase nearly 1 million tablets of a generic version of Cipro. Bayer has threatened to sue. In the U.S., lawmakers are looking for similar ways to sidestep Bayer's exclusive rights to sell Cipro. But as NPR's Judy Rovner reports, concerns over shortages may be premature.
Even before the Canadian Health Ministry made its announcement yesterday, Bayer had announced that it would dramatically increase its production of Cipro. But even with two factories running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are still fears that there won't be enough of the drug, particularly if people hoard it. In the U.S., New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer is pushing a plan to allow the government to purchase large quantities of generic Cipro from other drug makers. He says a little-known law allows such government purchases for, quote, official purposes.
If we increase the number of manufacturers, we're more likely to have enough on hand should we need it.
But public health officials say that may not be necessary because Cipro is not the only effective treatment for anthrax. This week, the Food and Drug Administration approved two other antibiotics to treat anthrax. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson.
Doxycycline and penicillin are as effective as ciprofloxacin is in order to treat anthrax poisoning.
But several expert groups have put Cipro at the top of the list for treating anthrax out of concern about drug resistance. And Bayer officials stress that Cipro is the only drug officially labeled for people who've inhaled anthrax spores but are not yet sick. But Sandra Queter, acting director of new drug evaluation at the FDA, says there's more to the story than that.
That's a fact, but it's a misleading fact.
Queter says about 5 years ago, while planning for a potential bioterrorist attack, health officials were worried about the possibility that someone could engineer anthrax bacteria to make them resistant to those common drugs like penicillin and doxycycline. Those drugs, as well as other antibiotics, have been used successfully for years to treat all forms of anthrax.
And so, in the event of a mass casualty, we would want to be prepared to have an alternative available to those drugs. And from the data that we have, it looks like ciprofloxacin would be a good alternative.
The only problem was that Cipro wasn't approved by the FDA to treat anthrax exposure, and that would have made it difficult to use in an emergency situation.
Because technically then it's an experimental agent. And just imagine for a minute what that would entail, is getting informed consent, making sure people know that this is experimental, all of those sorts of things, which are an enormous burden and just add to everyone's anxiety in that sort of setting.
So the FDA basically invited Bayer to apply for that approval using existing studies on monkeys. Approval was granted last year. And this week, the agency was able to use those same studies to make its recommendations about other anti-anthrax antibiotics. At a briefing this afternoon, Surgeon General David Satcher said that Cipro is always chosen first in suspected cases of exposure, just in case the strain is resistant to other drugs. If tests show the germ sensitive to more common drugs, he said, patients can be switched later. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.